Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
This Valentine's Day, love is giving at the new Pandora Boutique at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. For a limited time, come discover the Loving Hearts of Pandora gift set. This stunning set includes the Loving Hearts of Pandora necklace and sparkling love earrings, all packaged in a beautiful keepsake box. And it's only $125 while supplies last. It's the Pandora gift that will make your Valentine's heart skip a beat. That's why he went to Jared. See store for details.
Been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats tonight as they host Illinois at 7 in one of the final games at Welsh Ryan Arena. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls continue their road trip tomorrow night at Golden State. Jimmy Butler is listed as questionable as he has already missed the last two games with a heel contusion. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Heat have won 11 games in a row. They sit two games out of a playoff spot. The Celtics and Pacers, the 2 and 6 seeds respectively, have both won 7 in a row. In hockey, the Blackhawks play at Minnesota tomorrow night. They currently trail the Wild in the Central by 4 points. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. AHL, the Wolves play in Rockford this evening. Puck drops at 7. Carolina Hurricanes' Brian Bickle is hoping to return to the lineup in 2 weeks. Bickle has not played since October 30th and announced on November 11th he was diagnosed with MS. Major League Baseball, Bob Nightingale reporting the Yankees and Chris Carter have agreed to a one-year, $3 million deal pending a physical. Carter hit 41 home runs last season. NFL, Steve Sarkisian replaces Kyle Shanahan as the Falcons' offensive coordinator. I believe I've said his name different every time, every update so far this afternoon. I'm going to continue that through the afternoon. College hoops, Illinois takes on Northwestern, and coverage on the Score starts right here at 6:30. This scoreboard update brought to you by Windy City Bulls. Great seats still available for this week. WindyCityBulls.com. And kick off the first day of the 2017 Chicago Auto Show with the Score. Catch us broadcasting live from the Toyota Sports Corner this Saturday from 3:30 to 8. It's brought to you by Toyota. Toyota, let's go places. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Horowitz & Horowitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein & Golf Show.
Looking at that game, thinking to myself, man, there's a long way to go. It's a long way to go offensively. You know, Jordan Howard is nice, but the reason why Devontae Freeman and Tevin Campbell are awesome.
Wait, what?
What is the name again?
I did say Tevin Campbell. I apologize. Tevin Campbell. Tevin right. Campbell was not running the football for the Atlanta Falcons.
They'll toss it to Tevin. Touchdown, Atlanta.
Tevin Campbell scores.
If he was, yes. You'd have some really sweet moves out there on that field if it was Tevin Campbell.
They're going to hand it to Tevin. 10-5, and he'll go dancing into the south end zone for the Falcon touchdown.
Like the Bieber moves in the commercial?
Yes. Very sweet moves by one Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Campbell reaches touchdown Atlanta.
No, Tevin Coleman. He was a preemie, too. Yeah, 2 pounds and 10 ounces, Tevin Coleman.
Stop it. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry. Now all of a sudden, Tevin Campbell's going to be on my mind. I'm going to have to go back and listen to like early 90s ballads by one Tevin Campbell.
Tevin Campbell for the touchdown.
Tevin Campbell scores.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
That's all right. Sometimes you get something stuck in there and it just doesn't get out.
I pride myself.
As long as you don't call Michael Jordan Montel Jordan.
Well, I will never do that. I prided myself on, you know, names for the majority of my career, but now I'm over the hill.
I'm slipping.
Done. Yeah, it's a wrap. By the way, shout out to the people who texted 67011, who, of course, I said, which year would you want me?
What did you think was going to happen?
And everyone put 1983. So,
83.
I threw out the 1983 NBA All-Star Game. And if you like to watch fat men running in mud.
Fat men running. Off they go.
At Jason1Golf on Twitter. You look at this roster. There's some terrific players. Of course, it's the All-Star Game, and it's the 80s as well. So you got some Hall of Famers in there. Isaiah Thomas, Mo Cheeks, Larry Bird, Julius Erving, Moses Malone, starting lineup for the East. For the West, Magic Johnson, David Thompson, Alex English, Maurice Lucas, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Still.
And then you watch it, and you have to take your 90s and aughts and 10s glasses off because doggies. you want to hit like one time fast forward on the DVR. Like, yeah, exactly. Right. Make this thing go faster.
Go faster, please.
Hit the go fast button, as my man Terry Boers would say. But man, oh, Manischewitz. It is some tight pants and some bad shots. And
how about no muscle definition?
Oh, yeah. Everybody out there is a string bean. You had Marcus Johnson on the bench, Bill Laimbeer, Sidney Moncrief, Robert Parrish, Reggie Theus, Andrew Toney, Buck Williams, George Gervin, Artis Gilmore, Jim Paxson, Jack Sigma, Kiki Vandeweghe, Gus Williams, Jamal Wilkes.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, of course. Like, you go to people's houses and they have like pictures of Magic or pictures of Larry Bird, depending on if they're a Lakers or a Celtics fan. And you're like, this is when I grew up during the NBA. And then a young slender man from North Carolina just came through and wrecked shop on everyone and told everybody, hey, you can win with a 6'6", 6'7", wing player. You don't have to have a big man all the damn time.
And you don't have to run guys around the maypole. You know,
right.
Get it to that pivot, man. Yeah. And
six passes before a shot and all that. They're like, no, just jump higher than everyone else. And then when that runs out, you know, perfect the jump shot and then get some teammates on you. How about the Jerry Krause comments, by the way, about LeBron saying that Michael Jordan never came to him. He never thought he needed help. And
he went to the media and bitched constantly.
Well, I thought it was like two different realities that I was listening to, because if I'm not mistaken, wasn't Mike 1-9? In the playoffs before Scottie Pippen came along.
And all the people he asked for sucked.
Right.
Remember he wanted Walter Davis? Like, I gotta get Walter Davis.
And when Rodney McCray was fat and old, he wanted him, right? You know, so
you got him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. After he was done being good. So he might not have wanted anyone, but he was terrific, but he was losing a lot without having anybody. So Jerry Krause run into the honor of one Michael Jeffrey Jordan, because I guess LeBron is too much of a pansy man. He needs help.
You need help, pansy man? Da-da-da-da. It's pansy man. Yeah. Showed that last night, huh?
Yeah, right?
Right. Please.
Like, you're watching that. You're watching that take place last night, and you still got LeBron questions. I don't know what to do with you.
All right, baseball fans, your division champions, according to the Pecota algorithm for 2017, in the AL East, it's the Boston Red Sox, 90 wins. Indians, 92 wins in the Central. The Houston Astros, 93 wins in the West. In the National League, the Mets are at 88 wins, just one ahead of the Nationals. The Cubs at 91, 10 games ahead. It's easily outdistancing the Pirates, the Brewers, the woebegone Cardinals,
and the Reds.
And then, as
the rosters are presently constituted, right?
Okay. It's changing based
because that Quintana number. I mean, that Houston number might change if Quintana goes there. You
absolutely,
know.
Yeah. The LA Dodgers projected to be baseball's best team at 98 wins. That's a big number for Pecota. That's a huge number because it's generally on the more conservative side. But you start looking at projected fielding runs above average. This is where the Cubs, the 19.7, not great.
Because Kyle Schwarber's back.
Exactly. If you're going to play Kyle Schwarber in left field, your team fielding runs above average is going to get worse. And maybe taking David Ross out of the catching mixed, and maybe they also believe that Javier Baez isn't going to play as much second base as some people do.
And that's, and Danny Parkins was talking about it today on the Spiegel and Parkins show, the rich man problems that they have. And Jay Zawoski chimed in, and I'm right there with him. I mean, if you're asking the questions about the Cubs this year, it's how many or where are you going to find the at-bats for Kyle Schwarber? Because you have to. You're going to take a, you know, a hit defensively wherever he plays, whether it be catcher or left field. And also, Javi Baez. You know, the Ben Zobrist thing at some point is going to have to come to an end. It's probably not next year, but Javi Baez is going to have to be sprinkled in that infield, you know, whether it be because of injury or giving guys a days off. But the defense that you won the World Series with last year was far and away the best in Major League Baseball is definitely going to change a little bit because of the dynamic that, that Kyle Schwarber presents.
And you shouldn't be dismayed and say, only 91 wins? What does it mean? Nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Because even if they were to win the division with 91 wins, it's still they still have them winning by 10 games. And when you're this good, when you are where the Cubs are, some years you win 97, some years you win 102, some years you win 91. It's all relative to the competition. And as long as you stay out of the coin flip game and you stay out of the one and done, you're good.
That Pirates number interests me because just 2 years ago, we were talking about, oh boy, the next 5 or 6 years, the Cardinals and the Pirates and the Cubs are going to be going,
yes,
going at it. Look at those three teams, three best records in the National League. And the Pirates take some hits with pitching.
McCutcheon got bad. MVP got bad.
I love that first base prospect they have, though. The kid with the open stance, I forget his name. The dark skinned kid. He's a huge, well, not a huge kid, but he's
Josh Bell.
Josh Bell. Yes. That I saw him a few times, and not only in the Cubs series that they played later in the season, but you know, watching a little bit of Pirates baseball and watching him, like, all right, that might be a little something there. I mean, they still have Polanco, they still have Marte. But of course, the pitching is the
Jung Ho Gung back, and when he's not in trouble with the law,
is Jung Ho Gung following rules?
Is he going to be deported? I don't even know what the deal is with him.
Fake baseball, sad, not that kind of deported. Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, well, based on the president's history with that particular crime, it might not be that big a deal. I mean, he might have special dispensation for him.
So here we were, worrying about the Pirates and the Cardinals.
Well.
And now, not so much, huh?
This Cardinals number at 76 is a little lower than I thought.
Of course.
A little lower than I thought. But, again, there's nobody. You can't be mad at anybody here.
Of course you can. There's always someone that you can be mad at. And we have informed you to direct that anger directly at Dan Bernstein.
A popular pick here would be the Seattle Mariners, too, who are projected to win 87 games.
We've been waiting on that for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, but now it looks
different, like
they keep changing general managers.
Renditions of the Seattle thing getting ready to happen years and years and years.
But a projected 59.2 fielding runs above average, projected to have by a mile the best defense. The next closest would be the Dodgers at 41. And if you are asking, the Chicago White Sox are a projected negative 17.9 fielding runs above average.
Don't read any White Sox number. Any.
Doesn't matter. That's another one that doesn't really matter because you're not trying to win anything. There's
3 years of suck getting ready to happen here. At least. And then you say, hey, Yoan, what do you got, big stroker?
I think by the end of this year, you're going to be saying, hey, yo.
Well, when he finally comes into his own. You know, you get that initial burst of energetic youth and joy.
Oh, by the way, speaking of him,
what?
You made fun of me.
I do, often.
When you brought up the thing about his attachment to cars.
Yes, he's got a nice little fleet.
And I said part of the reason is that growing up in Cuba, they still have cars from the 1960s.
Yes.
They've got cars, Soviet cars. Like the actual, and it was right. And then then I read about it. It was actually true. He said it.
I know.
That's why they're obsessed with the forbidden fruit that is these awesome cars.
I got you, but you made it seem as if when he touched down here in this country.
He
had never seen an Aston Martin. He had never seen a Corvette. He had never seen a Tesla.
But how about the agent?
A Lamborghini or a Ferrari.
How about the agent kind of like walking around like, no, do not spend $175,000 on a car. Like, but I really want it.
Wanted to be little Poppy.
It's like my kid with Xbox Live.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Like, I'll pay for it with my own money.
Different ticket, though. Right. Little different ticket,
if he has
though.
The crumpled up bills.
He brings 175 grand in crumpled up ones and hundreds.
In, like, yeah. Is it like a bed sheet?
Just empties it up. Where do I sign?
Right. Here's money.
Right, right. No, he's got his little fleet with his hand stitched, headrest with the YM in the headrest. He's a fancy pants dude too. I don't know if you saw him at Sox Fest. Like he's got the haircut and he's rocking the skinny jeans. He's a fashionable cat. So. The face of Chicago White Sox baseball getting ready to change here this year.
What's wrong? Guy on Twitter. Why do you love that McCutcheon got bad? I didn't say I love that he got bad. I just pointed out that he got bad.
Well, you said that. You said that. You
That's
said
why.
That you, no, you said you were happy that Andrew McCutcheon was finally bad.
No, I didn't.
His
I love
smiling
Andrew.
Face was too much for baseball.
I love Andrew McCutcheon. And they're moving him to a corner outfield position now.
His charitable, his charitable spirit was just, absolute charade. And that you told me during the commercial break that you've never liked Andrew McCutcheon. You're finally happy.
Why are you doing this?
You're finally
Seriously.
Happy that people are seeing the light on the charlatan that he's been his entire career.
Why do this? Why?
Because you got to give the people out there who apparently are hearing something else a little something.
Yeah, but
a little something to bite on.
No, my love for
Andrew
McCutcheon.
You made up these Pocota projections.
Has no bounds.
Why did you get bad? People were talking about like maybe a wrist injury
or there's a lot
several
of
different things here. I mean, he fell off the face of the earth. He went from like MVP candidate to you might want to sit him down for a weekend or two. It was like because we were having the same the Jason Hayward parallel where it wasn't as bad. Where
no, but
the Monstars took his power all of a sudden. You know?
At least Hayward's defense didn't suffer.
Had trouble tracking the ball.
Did you watch the spray charts of the balls? The circle of range what he used to get to. To what he then was only able to get to last year. But you say all you want about a wrist injury?
You have a dead eye.
That shouldn't make you bad at tracking baseballs out there. That's what people couldn't really figure out.
Well, my eyes are usually located in my wrist.
Well, that's why we have to get you fly ball practice. Remember,
exactly.
That's why we're
damn it.
We're sending you.
I keep forgetting to sign up for it.
Yeah,
I keep forgetting.
I know. We opened all the enrollment times. We extended everything to make sure that you could get enrolled for fly ball practice.
I got you. Anything else surprise you or
raise
an eyebrow from your Pocota projections that you made up?
Every year, the Pocota thinks the Royals are going to be bad, and eventually they're right
because they hate Ned Yost. Much like you do.
But the algorithm hates right. It's like
they
Ned Yost thing.
They put all the numbers in. I hate Ned Yost.
No matter what, like a little fortune pops out, a little piece of paper. Ned Yost sucks.
The guy who gets the number, he has to take the I hate Ned Yost like print out and like throw that away to make sure everyone knows the machine isn't biased. But, if they think the Dodgers are going to be the best team in baseball, the Dodgers have a high payroll and they still have Clayton Kershaw. You wonder when that's going to run out, when that arm is going to get a little soggy. But the Nationals, of course, are going to be right there because
Mr. Kershaw, we've just gotten back the reports. What's wrong, doctor? Your arm is soggy. What?
Your arm is turned to frosted flakes.
Is that even a medical term?
Soggy arm?
You have an acute case of soggy arm.
Hey, if this sport can have a term dead arm,
then
come on, I can go with soggy arm.
What was the other one? There was stress reaction. It used to just be arm hurts. Then there was Chris Sale always had those stress reactions.
Joe Mauer had the
bilateral leg weakness, or as Terry called it, bisexual leg weakness, which is what he suffered from.
Hello, Minnesota.
Good morning. I haven't had a good bowl of Frosted Flakes in a long time. Now that you bring it up, that sounds really good.
Does it?
With like all the sugar milk at the end.
Well,
yeah, but you got to catch Frosted Flakes in just the right
immediately. No,
I don't want it too crunchy. There's a tiny window where it's good.
Nah, you got to eat Frosted Flakes immediately. There's certain cereals that are just absolute ridiculousness.
It's
after
also
10 seconds.
One thing I've noticed about Frosted Flakes as a kid. It was always when I was walking the bowl from the kitchen. I was a little kid. I'd pour big bowls of cereal.
Of course.
And anytime I had to take that into the living room and eat it at the glass table to watch cartoons and stuff, it was more likely than any other cereal to slosh out of the bowl. Like it didn't have it just had a high level of slippery sloshiness in the bowl.
Slosh
it
seemed above like almost replacement
yes,
cereal.
Like almost every time
Sark.
I would accidentally spill on the nice Persian rug and knew I'd get yelled at.
Some milk or something.
It was
some
almost
cereal.
Always Frosted Flakes. It was never Captain Crunch because Captain Crunch would sort of lock up a little bit better. And kind of you have that layer hold the milk a little bit, and Apple Jacks didn't do that.
Yeah, my mom didn't buy Frosted Flakes. She bought Corn Flakes. So what we would do as kids is get 6 giant tablespoons of sugar and put it all over the Corn Flakes.
And then you know what would happen is that regular sugar like that, if you don't use confectioner's sugar, it goes immediately to the bottom and becomes like this translucent sugar sludge. So you try to scrape enough of it on the tip of the spoon to snag the cereal on what's remaining of the spoon.
Like, I don't want you eating all that sugary cereal. I'm like, all right.
Okay. Gotcha.
Pouring an entire bag of sugar onto the cereal. And my mom was one of these communists that puts the milk in the bowl before the cereal, by the way. Yeah.
I deported.
Well, Belize. So it's already getting ready to happen.
Right, but
yeah. But yeah, my mother was... I went to other people's houses and I'm like, thank God I'm doing this right.
Milk and then cereal?
She would put the milk in the bowl and then put the cereal in the bowl afterwards because she didn't want to waste milk.
You drink the milk?
We weren't a bowl milk drinking family. You know, whatever you were left in there with. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sure she did it, but, you know, I wasn't about to take no bowl to the head. My dad worked too damn hard for me to be taking bowls to the head. You know, I got my value out of that milk. Now you put it in the trash where it should be, or in the sink. But yeah, she would pour the milk in the bowl and then put the cereal in the bowl. And I had no idea why she was doing it, but you know, maybe it was a foreigner thing. I didn't argue. And members of foreigners.
I was getting there, thank you. I will say one of the best things ever when we were in Mexico. And I didn't grow up with whole milk. It was only skim milk. Our kids only have skim milk. They
how about powdered milk? Powdered milk in Belize was Klim. Milk backwards. How about that, Martin?
Like
genius.
Malk.
Yeah, right.
Milk. That was the Simpsons one. Yeah. For whatever reason, I didn't realize that the giant thing they had set out there was half and half coffee.
Oh, no.
So I poured
I've
a...
done that.
It was spectacular.
What?
Oh my God! A bowl of Frosted Flakes with half and half instead. I mean,
you're drinking butter though. It's
oh
like,
my
it's too
God!
Thick.
No,
it's
no,
disgusting.
No.
Half and half.
I felt
you got
so
the sugar diabetes immediately.
I felt so good and guilty. I felt it was gonna run away with it or something. Like they were gonna catch me with it. Like he's got Frosted Flakes made with half and half instead of milk. Like they don't know.
James Earl Jones busts in immediately. You're gonna lose that foot.
It was just so good. And then I realized what had happened after I said, that wasn't a milk container. That was a coffee cream thing.
You're one of these fat Bulls fans at the United Center happy that they're getting Big Macs because they scored 100 points. That's what you are.
Whatever it was.
That's what you are.
It was a guilty enough pleasure that I felt I had to hide.
Right. Exactly. Like, oh, my God. No one can know about
someone's
this.
Going to find out what I have in my possession, and they're going to take it from me. Don't take this.
He's Dan Bernstein. He's an idiot.
Hello.
I am Jason Goff. I am the son of a communist, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The debate about the greatest QB ever is finally over. It actually was already over in my mind, and that was before Tom Brady orchestrated a 25-point comeback by scoring 31 unanswered points in 21 minutes versus the Atlanta Falcons in Super Bowl 51. In winning his 5th ring, he slapped in the face the NFL Deflategate drama, which will be a forever stain on Commissioner Roger Goodell's legacy, but a blip on Brady's. Tom showed humanity this postseason too, tearing up in a way that we'd never seen when talking about his father as his hero, underscoring the struggle that his ill mother had faced all year long. He culminated this amazing season with his 4th Super Bowl MVP, but there was one stain on the day. Someone stole his game day jersey. I get that greedy people want to touch history because they can't be a part of it, but this is uncalled for. Whoever took it, give it back. Don't make a spectacle of yourself. No one will love you for this. I'm Tiki Barber.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
then Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Join The Score, broadcasting live every day from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. Check out The Score live broadcasts and visit Toyota to see the full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out about broadcast times as well as dates and times of athlete appearances, including a Skype session with Chicago Cub Albert Almora. Brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs. Let's go places.
I am V.
And maybe you're one of those people that have been turned down for a refinance in the past because the lender told you your house wouldn't appraise high enough. Well, that's crazy. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team close loans every day without appraisals. And you know what else they do? They don't charge any out-of-pocket costs. So leave your checkbook at home. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. Now, if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing. Love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love. Lover's Lane.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Must be a Hilton Honors member.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, give a gift that's more personal than roses, more creative than candy, and lasts forever. Send her a Bear Graham from Vermont Teddy Bear. A Bear Graham includes a personalized teddy bear, gourmet chocolate, gift card, and signature box. Ranging from sweet to funny, romantic to friendly, you can send a Bear Graham to inspire smiles, make memories, or break the ice. Check out the entire collection of over 50 Valentine's Day bears at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. From the world's softest bear to the 6-foot hunk of love bear, from the zombie love bear to the sultry 50 shades of gray bear. And that's the one I sent our program director here just to break the ice. Or how about the new I Love Lucy Chocolate Factory Bear? Vermont Teddy Bear says, I love you in a personal, heartfelt way. Remember, Valentine's Day is Tuesday, February 14th, and delivery is guaranteed. So visit VermontTeddyBear.com or call 1-800-829-BEAR, that's B-E-A-R, and tell them The Score sent you.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break-even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
These photos of Rob Gronkowski at the parade, and the fact that he said he wasn't planning on drinking, but he explained that he decided to start partying because the fans wanted him to party. Hey, so he's serving a greater good by taking off his shirt, opening beers with his teeth.
With a guy like that, you hope it stays as innocent as long as it possibly can. Like, you hope he doesn't ever get into trouble or, you know, something crazy happens involving drinking or something like that, because he is the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to people who want to laugh at a big, silly football player. And then apparently he's one of the smarter guys on the team when it comes to actual
football. Smarts, right.
Yeah, football knowledge.
Yo soy fiesta.
Yeah.
But, man, that
is... He can have himself a cruise where he invites everybody on it to get down and get dirty.
He takes pictures of himself in waking up in the morning with porn actresses. Like, look at me!
And I believe he is the only player who has carved that niche out in the NFL who can do so.
69 touchdowns.
there's nobody else in the game who could do that.
To be sort of this complete, lovable, meathead jackass.
He's the most talented tight end that I've ever seen. So he's got that going for him. And of course he may not have the numbers because of injury over the last few years, but I don't remember ever seeing a guy with that size and speed capability, and also as great an inline blocker as he is. He's a devastating,
he's a better blocker than Tony Gonzalez.
Devastating run blocker. Devastating run blocker. So but he is a legend in many ways.
I agree with you, though. You hope there isn't something
right,
where you go,
right, where he doesn't,
yeah, all this. Because
the Chandler Jones stuff. You know, Chandler Jones was busy getting crazy and high at his house, and apparently Gronk just wasn't there. I don't know if Gronk leaves a key out back for Chandler to come in.
Gronk's like, hey, you should go to the police station.
Right, get butt naked in front of the police and tell them that you're high as a kite.
Are you sure? You really think I should? Yeah.
Right, in this climate. Yeah, so you hope it stays true and innocent for as long as possible, but yeah, Gronk is enjoying himself.
I saw a tweet from Paul Pabst, one of the Dan Patrick producers, who said that there should be a rule that no matter what sport, Gronk is a part of the championship parade.
It's like America's guest when it comes to championship parades.
It's like Ernie Banks showing up at a golf outing. Oh. It's just no matter what
different.
It is.
Why? A little bit different.
Why?
Because, you know, Ernie would probably be, you know, probably, that's Mr. Steal Your Girl right there. Like,
but,
you know.
No, but Ernie would show up even if an invitation wasn't extended. Ernie would be there dropping off his clubs, you know.
And I'm here to play golf, right. Damn it. I'm Ernie Banks.
Put these on a cart. Here we go. Let's go hit him around. When's lunch?
What is old Gronk going to be like? Now, that's going to be something to behold. Unless he, like,
it's hard to
dies because of CTE complications.
It's hard to picture. Because he could end up being... like old score caller at the end of the bar, like old back in the day score caller,
like Steve from Bolingbrook.
Well, better looking.
Well,
I mean, that goes without saying.
Exactly.
And there's only one thing you can deflate: these nuts.
Scoreboard Update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats tonight when they host Illinois at 7 in one of the final games at Welsh Ryan Arena. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. The Bulls continue their road trip tomorrow night at Golden State. Jimmy Butler is listed as questionable as he has already missed the last two games with that heel contusion. Elsewhere in the NBA, the Heat have won 11 games in a row. They sit two games out of a playoff spot. The Celtics and Pacers, the 2 and 6 seeds respectively, have both won 7 in a row. In hockey, the Blackhawks play at Minnesota tomorrow night. They currently trail the Wild in the Central by 4 points. Corey Crawford gets the start in net. AHL, the Wolves play in Rockford this evening. Puck drops at 7. Carolina Hurricanes' Brian Bickell is hoping to return to the lineup in 2 weeks. Bickell has not played since October 30th and announced on November 11th he was diagnosed with MS. Major League Baseball, Bob Nightingale reporting the Yankees and Chris Carter have agreed to a one-year, $3 million deal pending a physical. NFL, Steve Sarkisian has replaced Kyle Shanahan as the Falcons' offensive coordinator. And College Hoops, Illinois takes on Northwestern. Coverage on the Score starts at 6:30. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Cara Cara oranges and emergency variety packs, $3 off. Or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in club or at samsclub.com today. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members know you get incredible savings every time you shop, like $1 off tasty Cara Cara oranges and emergency variety packs, $3 off, or enjoy Fiji water at $4 off a case. Find these and other instant savings in club or at samsclub.com today.
I haven't read a book since ninth grade when they made me, like, you know, you don't raise your hand, but they call on you, a mocking to remember or whatever, mockingbird to remember.
Right, yeah. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, that's President Gronkowski right there for you.
A mockingbird to remember. No, you didn't, unfortunately.
Man, oh man. God bless football, man.
Wow.
The guy's lived a charmed life. Was he third or fourth round pick? He's a multiple Super Bowl winner now.
There's the piece here. We're talking about Yoan Moncada and cars, and this Nick Shepkowski brought this in. Jeff Passan wrote this piece about Moncada. It says, nothing brought Yoan Moncada, a teenage boy stuck inside a man's body, quite the satisfaction of a Twinkie. He never could limit himself to one.
I mean, who can?
Or two.
Well,
he wolfed them down like a snake eating its prey whole. This may sound like an exaggeration, and it may be apocryphal, but those closest to Moncada swear it's true. One time, over the course of 1 week, he ate 225 Twinkies.
That's a lot. It's a nice amount for anyone who is trying to kill themselves. All right, so 225.
That was like the apocryphal Matt Abaticola McRib stories from back in the day.
225.
I don't think he does it anymore, but there was some crazy exaggerated McRib.
32 a day.
32 Twinkies a day for a week.
What's a box of Twinkies? Six? Eight?
I haven't had Twinkies since I was, in college, maybe.
Twinkie in forever.
Yeah. 32, like, what can you eat 32 of in a day that that you enjoy so much but you know is bad for you? Food-wise, by the way. We don't need you're sexting to 6711 right now.
32, if you're talking something that has...
Like, I think I can knock down 20 Reese's Cups.
I could name that tune.
Exactly.
I could put away any number, like on a Halloween night, when my kids come home with too much candy.
Oh, you're going to say fun size.
Yes.
Stuff, though.
Yes. But then, but if you think of the density of a fun size Snickers.
Stop.
If you compare the weight of that to the weight of a Twinkie.
Stop.
The actual mass.
A fun size. Oh, then that's eating what? Like 3-4 Snickers bars? If you're eating 20 of those?
Maybe.
You can knock down 3 or 4. I'm talking about, like, you can't believe that you did that type of eating. Because that's what this
Girl
is.
Girl Scout cookies.
What's the most White Castles you guys ever had?
10.
Dude. Yeah.
10's it?
10's it.
Higher.
Yeah, the 10
because
pack.
Of the fries. Because I love the fries. I get the
fries. The fries might be the best in the business.
I get the sack of fries, the crinkle fries, and I could, you know, 10, and it's not a lot.
Yeah, I order the number 2 or whatever with the 10 and the 2 fries and the 2 drinks, and I pretend like someone else is going to eat all of it. I probably can go 6.
Oh, let me look at the text and see what they want.
Exactly. 6 or 7, maybe the most I can do as far as sliders is concerned. Like, there's no food that I could just really get
but
down on.
But the thing
on,
is,
like,
for me, it's the fact that it's over the course of a week.
Right, going
like,
back to it.
You don't get it out of your system. It's like you wake up the next day like, man,
like by Wednesday,
I
you
need
should
another
be
32 of those. How am I going to get my 30? Like, think about that.
And I think Portillo's eclair cake is right up there on that list.
Never had it.
Oh, my God.
Portillo's.
That could be a problem.
The chocolate cake?
They're a sponsor. No, the eclair pie. It's like, you know, cake slash pie.
Isn't it eclair? Isn't the stress on the second syllable?
What?
I don't know. Eclair?
Whatever. I mean, I really. All right, don't forget it.
Elitist Bernstein.
We're going to have to talk about it.
See? I could be wrong.
Tanny was going to jump into the conversation now.
Maybe it is eclair.
And now he's going to shut down for the rest of the damn show. See what you did, Bernsey? We're going to have a fun sports radio segment after your Pocota slap nut segment that we had just now. And now we can't even talk food anymore because we talked down our guy, Chris Tannehill.
And it looks like they're going to the pen, and yep, he's got the left hand in the air. In comes Pocota Slapnuts.
Born in Jacksonville, Florida.
Only needs to get the one lefty out.
Two entire French silk pies.
No way. My arse. Please.
That's a lot of sugar, dude.
No.
That's a lot of... Are we talking, Baker Square, or what are we talking here?
Come on.
I can eat 20 White Castle if I take the top off the bun. Well, that's not eating
right.
The thing.
No. You're making doubles? Yeah. I understand that. But
Red Lobster biscuits. You're talking about the cheddar biscuits?
Bay.
All right.
But no, but
4,800 Twinkie calories a day.
But we're not. Awesome. If Moncada really did this,
4,800 calories from Twinkies alone.
Get back to the point. The point isn't a binge. Anybody can binge and eat something. Anybody can go crazy in something and
have your little throw up locker.
But when you make it. Over the course of a week.
That's discipline.
That's the thing. It's waking up every day and saying, I got to get my 32 Twinkies. That, to me, is the achievement here. It isn't that he sat down like, oh, yeah, on a dare, I'm going to eat the monster burger, blah, whatever. Or, it's, you know,
I got you.
It's
the OCD of it. That's why he's a great hitter.
Or he just never, he had that sort of childlike, like a groundhog day. Yesterday never happened. I'm waking up.
You think his stomach?
And again.
And his arse is telling him that yesterday didn't happen?
But again, he's
thinking. Wait, hold on. You were even going to say it's a Twinkie? Like sugar's not going to affect your stomach?
I don't think a
what?
Twinkie would be bad for your stomach? What's bad? What's
all the cream in it, though?
Whose man is this?
There's not a single. It's that is C-R-E-M-E. There is not a bit of cream in a Twinkie.
I'm shocked. It's only 150 calories per Twinkie.
Is it really?
That's probably because they shrunk them.
Yeah, like they made all the candy.
Because we lost them for a while. Remember, they were out. You couldn't get them in the stores, and they brought them back.
Was there a Twinkie shortage?
I bought a box of them. I kept.
Yeah, Hostess. Really? Yeah, Hostess was down and out.
That's like when someone tried to scare me. I believe it was an ex-girlfriend's mom who tried to scare me and said that the Jack Daniel's wells were drying up, and that
like if they take it out of the earth.
Yeah, like they grew it or something. Like they were drying up, and I better get all the whiskey because there was a while there where all I needed in my life was a Jack and Coke. Like for a good 6 or 7 years, you knew where to find me. It was near a Jack and Coke. And she was like, Jason, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm hearing that the Jack Daniels thing is getting ready to run out. I'm like, what? I'm like, let me get my ass down to Benny's right now and buy up all the supply. Like it was doomsday or something like that. All right, batteries, flashlights.
Or my mother with incandescent light bulbs.
She's got a thing?
When the fluorescent light bulbs started. And admittedly, the fluorescent spiral bulbs, horrible. A disaster, a complete disaster.
Overrated.
Horrible, terrible, sad.
Sponsorship and subscribers are down.
She went on a binge buying regular filament incandescent bulbs.
Why?
Because she didn't like the fluorescent ones. And I said,
because of the way she had like a Joe versus the volcano
kind of
flicker.
She just didn't like the light. It didn't like how long they took to warm up. And I agree. But what happened was LED.
Right.
Which is just as good as incandescent and way cheaper and way better for the planet and all of that.
She's still on it, though?
I don't ask.
Oh.
I don't ask. Because once it becomes a thing, it's like, well, they're going to take away our incandescent bulbs.
All right, this is another thing for Sox fans from this Jeff Passan piece. Moncada will eat just about anything. On Thanksgiving in 2014, The Hastingses hosted.
Those are his people, his foster family.
The little orphan that could hit a home run. The Hastingses hosted a party for about 100 people. On the island in their kitchen sat cookies, candy, cakes, all sorts of sweets. And to keep ants away, they set bright colored boric acid traps. Moncada thought it was liquid candy and tried to eat it before screams of no caused him to drop it. This wasn't the first time Moncada mistook a household item for food. He once tried to ingest a berry-scented liquid air freshener, too.
He's like eating a vanilla Roma.
Exactly right. Drinking Airwix all around the house. When he was learning to do laundry, Moncada used an entire box of dryer sheets instead of just one. Before his workouts with teams, he would empty what smelled like half a bottle of cologne on himself, that on the drive over, the Hastingses would crack a window just to defumigate the car. That sounds like he just, that's a child move, though. Like when kids get that first bottle of cologne and you wear it, like when Michael Jordan's cologne came out and we were in junior high, you knew by the time you rolled up off the bus who had got it over the Christmas break, because the entire bottle of cologne was all over kids. Yeah, so that's just a child. That's just childlike behavior.
But now it's body spray. Now you can.
You can smell it from Lincoln Park. Yeah, yep. Wrigleyville. Yeah, that's what I was saying when they won the World Series. The zombies, the zombie apocalypse with the cloud of Axe body spray and puka shells all over themselves and backwards visors. Yeah, man, that's what happens.
And all the girls, the blonde haired girls with the giant sunglasses
glasses?
And orange skin.
Yeah, yeah, those big glasses don't make you cuter.
Well,
no, they don't.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, people think that those big glasses hide ugly. They don't. They just get regular glasses and a better face.
You can't go get a better face.
Sure you can.
Look at that face. Who would vote for that face?
Overrated face. Lying face.
That face is sad. He's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein.
I'm trying to think about what I can eat 32 of for 7 days straight.
We've got Hub joining us at the top of the hour. Well, something savory, maybe. You're fixating on sweet. Like, could you do... I don't know, like 32
nothing.
Mini bags of Cheetos or something?
Nah,
or...
dude. Hell no. Hell no. You're only awake for so many hours. You know how much pounding of chips you have to eat to 32 bags?
Sometimes think I could eat an endless supply of skirt steak. If it just like, especially if I cut it into small pieces.
You're going to fill up. You are
it's
no
so
Yohan.
Good. I'm just constantly
you are no
more.
Yohan Moncada.
Never will be, and that's fine. And we'll talk to Hub at the top of the hour on the score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the score.
I mean, all hail Tom Brady. We know he's the greatest. We're all aware, but that was a choke of epic proportions.
To have the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, you have to have the greatest collapse in Super Bowl history.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Advantage of this deal. It's Jason G. This is truly the last day you can get this incredible deal. These berries are not only dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, they're topped with chocolate chips. Surprise her at work. Her coworkers are sure to be just a little bit jealous, and she'll be overjoyed, which you know will pay off not only on Valentine's night, but for the rest of this damn year, because I'm guaranteeing that for you. Gifts from Sherry's Berries are perfectly packaged in a gift box with all the details taken care of, and Sherry's Berries will deliver your gift fresh and on time, guaranteed, or your money back. With Valentine's Day right around the corner, here's the only way to get this amazing deal. Listen up. Freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99, or double the berries for just $5 more. Come on, man. It's only $24.99. You're going to spend worse money, you know, on the way home today. So make sure you take care of your lady this Valentine's Day. This is an exclusive offer for my listeners only when you use my code JASONG. Just visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in J-A-S-O-N-G. That's berries.com. Click on the mic and type in Jason G. This amazing deal is today only, so get on it right now.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
CBS Tuesdays. In New Orleans, everyone has soul.
I'll agree to that.
But not everyone is a saint.
NCIS, hands up.
My job here is to find the truth.
Big cases.
What do you got? Fingerprints, Holmes?
As in Sherlock Holmes. That didn't sound right at all.
And big drama.
Science doesn't care about the lies men tell.
In the Big Easy.
New Orleans, one of a kind.
I can appreciate that.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays. Or stream it live or on demand.
Join the Score broadcasting live every day from the Toyota Sports Corner at the 2017 Chicago Auto Show. Check out the Score live broadcasts and visit Toyota to see the full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Visit 670thescore.com/events to find out about broadcast times as well as dates and times of athlete appearances, including a Skype session with Chicago Cub Albert Almora. Brought to you by Toyota, the official vehicle of the Chicago Cubs. Let's go places.
Valentine's Day. The one day a year we are reminded that we all need the same thing, love. Lover's Lane has plenty of romantic and loving gifts. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable. Don't wait till the last minute and end up with just a card or candy. Instead, shop Lover's Lane this Valentine's Day for the best gifts ever. Find the store nearest you at loverslane.com.
All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
So I'm going to send some Sherry's Berries to someone very special in my life. I almost gave it away just now. And it says, because I threw my Jason G code in there, it says, welcome Jason Goff listeners. Mom, I've made it. My Look name is in lights. Woo-hoo!
Look at that.
Check that out. Your promo code. Yeah. This is how my mom proves to people that I have a job. Because, you know, none of my mother's friends listen to sports radio. So it's like, what's Jason doing these days? It's like, I don't know, just radio or something.
I got to thank your mom, too, because apparently, whether it's Blue Apron or Cameron Hughes wine,
whatever this dude sells, my mother purchases.
Stamps.com,
yes.
You know?
New mortgage, all that. My mom loves what. I don't understand what it is, because my dad was this way with Jigs. Like, whatever Jigs said or did, he's like, hey, man, listen to that dude. That's the truth right there. And for whatever reason, my mom got, like, the silly sauce in her because she thinks that you are, like, the best thing ever. And that was back before I was producing. Exactly. Exactly. Like, if she was around this idiot for more than 10 minutes at a time, she'd understand. Yeah, he's got some pretty good products that he endorses. I can dig him on that.
But I always tell Cameron Hughes, I said, look, people, when people do that, they say, is it really good? And I said, look, just.
Yeah, she loves it.
Just try it. And if you are an actual wine drinker, you say, whoa, I've been missing out on this. And I was bringing it to family gatherings and stuff because I know everybody's tastes.
Getting everybody hooked on the product for free. That first taste is free.
Yeah.
I'm gonna push your plan in the background.
You know, my uncle loves these very fruit forward high alcohol Zinfandels, like low dye style Zins. I bring him some of those. And my dad likes Chardonnay that isn't too oaky or malolactically fermented. I bring him that. My mother likes anything. So
put it in a brown paper bag and give it to mom.
If it's open, it's fine. Oh, whatever's open.
Right, right.
You know, some people say that and don't mean it.
Moms means it?
Yeah. Oh, but whatever's open is fine.
Well, I got hit with that last night where, you know, because she's breastfeeding, so she doesn't drink with me anymore. And she hadn't drank with me for a while now. I lost my little drinking buddy. And I was like, yo, you know, you want some wine? She's like, yeah. She's like, which one do you want? I'm like, oh, we have multiple bottles. Like, it was as if I forgot that we had bought wine at some point because the baby's been around for a little while now. So, and the baby was in her stomach for 8-9 months. So we haven't been drinking. It's like the whatever's open thing is real. It's like, oh yeah, we got wine. Let's pop that. Let's do that. Let's watch some Manchester by the Sea and have a nice bottle of wine.
Oh no, and break the bottle and slash your throat with it.
No, we didn't watch it. We didn't watch it.
Don't. I'm telling you.
I didn't even get a chance to see Under Siege either.
I'll tell you, one of the nice things about being married to a wedding planner is when all the industry people start sending gifts or all the thank yous come in, and it's just, you know, the hotels send these packages, you know, thanks for booking a hotel and all that, all of the back scratching, and it's just, and I don't like champagne. I don't, but that's the popular thing, like a couple of nice glasses and these really good champagnes. I said, look, have yourself an Oscars party and do whatever you want with it and bring all this stuff. But every once in a while, you know, I've got like the side of my, there's one side of my rack where anything that's on there, if it's there, it's going to be gone just because I want it. And then there's the side of the rack where the wine's too good
for me
to open now.
Right,
and that's, you know, for a holiday or something.
Open it up a couple of hours before you hang out with
the
people.
That's where the gift. You know, those bottles are some of the ones that they gave us that day at Kenwood Liquors.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those were just too good. Like, I'm not going to go home and drink that. That's a $75 bottle of wine. So they can sit for
having a spare rib
14
and
years, right?
Right.
So it's,
I got you.
But every once in a while, though, you look at that side of the rack and be like,
might as well.
I'm still alive. That's a special occasion.
Yeah.
Any day could be special.
Hey, man.
You know?
Everything in moderation. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You know? That's how I see it. Like, you tell people, you know, New Year's Eve, you know, drink better, not more.
Yeah,
right? Drink better. Hang out with your people while having a good buzz instead of just, you know, throwing back MD 2020s and running outside like, ah, happy New Year.
Mr. Gronkowski, I have a suggestion for you. What?
right.
Actually, never mind.
That kind of guy, though. I mean, he's got crazy money. I'm sure he's drinking everything and also drinking really good. I mean, because anytime they it was Rick Ross performed at their party last year,
right?
So I don't know who their party was this year, but they've got the huge magnums of you know, Ace of Spades, where it's like $40,000 for a bottle of champagne. So I'm sure Robert Kraft did it big in the celebratory mood. We're going to talk to Hub Arkish, who was actually, he was boots on the ground. He was actually at the game. So we'll talk to him about the Super Bowl and the NFL and Bears offseason next on the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, who invite you to the 2017 Auto Show.
Hey, it's Jason Goff here, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, the realtor with a serious marketing plan that will work hard for you. It's Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Here's a story about Amy's work. You know, Amy's unique in that you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash because, hey, that's the Amy Kite guarantee. No gimmicks, that's the real deal. What do you do if your agent can't sell your home and the listing expires? Do what Raleigh and Candy did. After 3 months of nothing, call Amy Kite And Amy applied her incredible marketing system to the Streamwood home and sold in only 6 days for $200,000. Anyone could put a sign in the yard, Amy sells homes. And working with Amy doesn't obligate you to anything. If they aren't doing their job, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. But don't worry, no one ever does that because she sells homes for top dollar. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Her phone number again is 847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get up to 100 megabits per second internet for $39.99 a month with a two-year agreement. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.